Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan go for the gold, just like the Olympic athletes representing the U.S. did. With 104, woohoo, we dominate the games as we leave England, really patting ourselves on the back. Don't know if you watch any of the Olympics, but it's pretty exciting to see so many of the American athletes do so well. In fact, 38%. The kind of numbers, when we talk about dominating, that Romney and Ryan are hoping for. The big announcement over the weekend was from the Republicans that the undercard would be, in fact, Paul Ryan, the congressman from Wisconsin, who was all about the budget and raised some stink with a lot of people over suggestions on what he would do with Medicaid, Medicare, when he proposed the Republican budget to the alternative to the Democrats. He also won over a lot of people with some tough talk, sticking to his guns and his conservative values. Plus, he has a Tea Party edge. What kind of an edge does he bring to the Romney ticket? Well, he might deliver Wisconsin. If you listen to the governor, Scott Walker, he says it's nothing but roses for Romney in this choice.
It's great to have a fellow cheesehead on the ticket. I think this is a game changer, and I think it shows just how courageous Mitt Romney is, not just with this choice, but how courageous he's willing to be to take on our fiscal and economic crises here in America.
Yeah, game changer might be the word to describe Ryan. In fact, I got a note from Patrick over the weekend. My mailbox was overflowing with lots of emails. And he said, listening right now, I believe Paul Ryan, Kate, is a game changer and may even overshadow Romney. I wish he were the lead on the ticket. There are some people that feel that way, too. Does he hurt Romney? Probably not. It probably helps him in dissecting this and talking to lots of different people, as we have been inside of Washington and outside of Washington for years now, and developing those friendships where people are telling us what's being said in some of those off-the-cuff meetings. There's been a concern from the Democrats lately that this race could be a lot closer than we see in some of these polls. And there was also concern over who the vice presidential pick would be. A lot of people thought Romney would play it safe and go with somebody like Rob Portman, the senator from Ohio. And then Ryan's name started to emerge a lot more. Part of that was because Mitt Romney met and campaigned with Ryan in the very, very beginning of August. It was the tail end of July, really, beginning of August. And he liked Ryan and met with him several times. They tried to keep it under wraps. And then you would hear little things about maybe Ryan's on the short list. But his name came up for presidential consideration early going last year, too, as well. Now he is a bona fide candidate on this ticket. He is the VP choice. So now he's had a first full day under his belt. He's heading to a second day. And there are a lot of people that are picking up for Romney with Ryan attached to him. There may be other people who are scared off by this. It'll be very interesting to watch in the next couple of weeks leading up to the Republican convention how Paul is ultimately received. Both sides, the Democrats and the Republicans, as this smart audience knows, they're playing for the independents because so much of the nation, a big chunk of the voters, are independents, which means they could swing the way of Romney and Ryan or go the other way. Traditionally, some of that goes to the Democrats, but not always. And then there is the undecided folks that are out there, plus some of the younger people who voted for Obama the first time around that are disenchanted with what's happened, and they're stuck with huge school bills that they are having trouble, loans are having trouble paying back because they can't find jobs that they thought they would be able to get. And that's part of what the Obama promise was on the campaign trail. And you could say, you know, when people campaign, they promise a lot of things. But here's the thing. We live in such a social media world, and we try, I think, to hold people accountable to what they're saying. So you listen to what someone says on the campaign trail, and it might be semantics. If somebody says, listen, I'm going to try to fight for blah, 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 blah. Of course, try is a word they always usually strike from any of the speeches. But how much of what hasn't happened and was promised in the Obama years, in those 4 years, will come back to bite him, or maybe not. I think really it's about the economy, how people are doing, how they're doing in their neighborhoods, how they're doing in retirement, you know, pick your poison. But ultimately, to me, that will be the biggest telltale sign, and that continues to be the biggest part of the conversation. Where are we and where are we headed? Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, the re-rack from some of the greatest interviews we did last week, some of the best interviews. Horace Cooper, constitutional expert, talks to us about boxes, the box being put in your car by maybe 2015, but by 2016. And the idea that the box will record everything that happens in the car, can you imagine the advantage the insurance companies would have? What if you had a teenager who snuck out in the middle of the night? Well, maybe that could be good in one sense. But then they're recorded on your car. I think that it's too big brotherish. I don't think. I know it's too big brotherish for me. I don't like the idea of a box recording everything in a car anyway. I'm not a big fan of the got you cameras that are at some of the stoplights, you know, where it's unclear when somebody is going through yellow or whatever. Also, we're going to have a conversation with Dr. McDougall, who, speaking of bold moves, just flat out says, eat starch. Don't listen to all these people who tell you you can't eat starch. You can eat starch. You can have pasta. You can eat starches. In fact, he'll tell you why Atkins was wrong, and he's right when it comes to starch. Because speaking of the government being in our business, like Michael Bloomberg, who's trying to eliminate everything from New York, you want a big gulp? Go to New Jersey. You want a Twinkie? Go to New Jersey. You want any fast food? Well, you know the answer. Go to New Jersey. And it's become pretty serious business there for Bloomy in New York City. So the whole problem of obesity and childhood obesity and where are we headed and all that stuff, junk food, all of that becomes part of the conversation. And Dr. McDougall says there's such an easy way to attack all this. You can eat starches. You can eat potatoes, when we constantly hear the very opposite of that. Of course, we have my pal Ben Fuchs that comes on, and I think he really has the key. And it's such a simple thing. One of the biggest things is drinking water. They're not concerned with drinking water. They're concerned with people drinking the Kool-Aid. We are the ones. And that would be Romney and Ryan. Are they the ones to overtake the White House? Can this ticket knock off Obama and Biden? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the B-side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
London, they wrapped up the games and wrapped up in style. Bravo. I have to really give it to the Brits. They did a great job with the games. There was a couple of glitches, to be sure, in the beginning. Concerns over security because of the private security firm dropping the ball. And empty seats that you could see in the beginning of some of the games. But then they turned that around, too. So overall, very successful, I would say, for England, although it certainly cost them a pretty penny. Next time, 2016, the gauntlet has been thrown down to the Brazilians. A quick recap here on ATM with me, Kate Delaney, because you know that I was doing the medal count contest. Nobody won. A couple of you came close. John in Kentucky had 103 medals. You also had Ray in Missouri, who had 102 medals. In the end, it was 104 medals, 46 gold, 29 silver, and 29 bronze. Plus, you had swimmers who won 31 medals of all of those. 200 Americans left London with a medal, 38% of the American athletes. A big chunk of the athletes who won were women. It was girl power in a way, because the numbers that I saw were pretty staggering in favor of the women winning so many golds, and there were some just some great stories. The women sand volleyball players, Misty May Traynor and Carrie Walsh, winning their third Olympic medal. The young athletes like Missy Franklin in the pool, 17 years old, capturing gold after gold, and just such a good feel-good story watching her swim. And then there was young Gabby Douglas, who won the all-around competition for the U.S. in Olympics and also took the team competition, helping America to be pushed over the top. So the Fab Five, everybody getting a medal for that one, all five anyway, competing in it. So great storylines and just terrific moments for the U.S. The other medal count, somebody asked me about that, a couple of the others. I won't go through every country because there's, you see every country that's represented. China had 87 overall, Russia 82, England had 65, Germany 44, and Japan 38. So once again, the U.S. with the most medals, 104, 46 were gold. That's a lot of celebrating to do. All the hard work, the sweat, the blood, the tears, everything that goes into it. Bravo to those athletes. Big time. All right, moving on to a couple of other key things that happened probably while you were sleeping. Besides the Ryan Romney announcement, which will be huge and discussed all week long, besides the Olympics wrapping up the closing games, all of the winners and all of the new faces that we saw, some of them who will be back and some of them who will have magical moments in the future and others who are calling it quits like Michael Phelps, who ends with 22 medals, 18 of them gold. While that was going on, we have this big issue and a big part of the conversation that's flowing in and out of the nooks, the crannies, the flyover states, and that is, what are we going to do about this drought? They're going to announce on Monday that the Department of Agriculture will buy up to $170 million of pork, lamb, chicken, and catfish to help support farmers who are suffering because of the drought. It'll go toward nutritional assistance programs, they say, like food banks. And this was part of the Obama campaigning, though, because during a visit to Iowa, where he wants to win Iowa, Obama said he's going to press Congress to pass the farm bill with the short-term relief measures for ranchers and farmers that'll be included in that because they're hurt terribly by the drought. And in the meantime, the governors of two giant chicken states, chicken growing or poultry growing states, Maryland and Delaware, asked desperately for relief from the requirement to use corn, ethanol, and gasoline because they say, look, we need this to feed the livestock. And a lot of people are asking that. And so far they haven't backed off of that at any point yet. But this may end up being what has to happen because there's just not enough to go around. So they have to have some serious discussions as to why are we continuing the ethanol push when we have this drought and all these crops dying off. How are we going to survive, let alone thrive? So that it'll be interesting to watch that farm bill. And you would think it would go through pretty easily, but maybe not. Because, you know, there's always the attachments. People forget about the attachments to many of our bills that become laws. All right, this is a follow-up. We talked about this a bunch, of course, last week, last time I was on the air, starting off a week. The horrible shooting at the Sikh temple was what dominated the flow of the conversation. And since the September 11th attacks, Sikhs in the United States say they've been targeted by revenge seekers who mistake them for Muslims, maybe because of the turbans that they wear, or they have darker skin, or what it might be. But the Sikhs have nothing to do with Muslims or extreme Islamists or any of that. That's not what the religion, anyway, is practicing. And for that to happen in Milwaukee is just terrible, that somebody would be able to shatter the worlds of the people in a Sikh temple by going in and killing them. So you had the Wisconsin governor, who you just heard, Scott Walker, talking about Ryan at the top of the show, but also talked about the Sikh community, and that, you know, this, it's just awful what's happened, and he wore an orange head covering, keeping with Sikh tradition, said that, you know, quoted Martin Luther King's assertion that only love can overcome hate, and he said that he witnessed that truth in the aftermath of Sunday's attack at the temple in Milwaukee. And lots of people have sent letters, cards, money, flowers, just the temple is overwhelmed with the support that they've gotten, which is terrific. And it brings up, as I've mentioned many, many times, gun control versus gun rights. And every time there is any kind of a horrible public shooting or in a sacred place like a temple or a church, the questions start to come around again as to, wow, look at the guy who was the shooter, this Wade Michael Page. He was a former soldier. Then he became a white supremacist rock band guy. Then he killed himself in the parking lot of the temple after being shot by a police officer. And they can't find any clues as to why he went on the killing spree. And that's the worst of all, when there is no why to try to figure it out, to try to do something for the possibility of any kind of a future problem, clues, anything that would help them there. So it's something that could be wrapped up into thoughts in the future of what they might need to do, even, let's say, at this temple. But this Sikh shooting happened just over 2 weeks after a shooting at a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, that left 12 people dead and 58 wounded, and people shaking their heads over that. So later this week, we'll talk more with a couple of special guests on gun rights and why they are so important. Stay tuned. Coming up next, Horace Cooper and Dr. McDougall.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We've talked about this a lot here on America Tonight, the idea that you could have a black box in your car for real after 2015. Actually, there's a measure that our federal government could adopt pretty soon, although right now everybody's on vacation. But what would happen is if they do, if it's approved all the way through, and it's already gotten the stamp by the Senate, which led to the conversations we had here on ATN, it could mandate that every new car sold in the United States after 2015, as I mentioned, that's the year, would include one of the so-called black boxes. Somebody who's just written a really interesting piece on this. We have them on the show all the time. You guys love him. From the he's a National Center adjunct fellow, Horace Cooper, and he just did a piece, like I said, for the National Center for Public Policy Research. So this black box, really, this could become a reality, Horace, right?
Well, exactly. It passed the United States Senate. It was included in the transportation bill, and only because a couple of staffers on the House side found the provision, looked at it, and the House Republican leadership stood up and said, wait a second, we're not going to pass this transportation bill if that's included, that it didn't just slip right on past. The problem is that the administration is threatening to pass it using their administrative power, and instead of having Congress weigh this matter, simply adopt it through regulatory power.
So these EDRs, tell us what they would do. What would these black boxes do in the cars?
Our paper was entitled The Creepy Black Box, and the reason it is because I'm trying to help people to understand that you might feel comforted by the notion that when you get on an airliner that there's a black box that in the event of a tragic incident or even a near miss, they're able to look back and see what happened to recreate the circumstances and help to minimize an accident from happening in the past. Again, what the black box on the airliner doesn't do is discuss or disclose the information about the passengers. It doesn't tell us about their weights. It doesn't tell us about where they eat, what they like, what their hobbies are, who their friends are, or the like. The EDRs that are going to be placed in your cars are going to give this kind of information and more. It'll be able to report back to whoever accesses it whether or not you could stand to lose a few pounds, whether or not you could stand to gain a few pounds. Are you stopping at Starbucks before you go to work every day? Are you taking an extended lunch break? Do you have a new girlfriend? Are you staying over at her house overnight? How many people are riding with you on a regular basis? Is it just you? Do you ever loan your car out? Does your spouse drive your car? All these kinds of information are available for retrieval by these event data recorders. Do you call your mother monthly, weekly? If you use Bluetooth, the event data recorder is checking and it is recording. What numbers are you dialing? How long are those conversations lasting? All manner of information about you is being recorded even today in high-end cars. The difference is no one else is able to access that data. With the passage of the EDR rule, or law, if it were to become law, this information would be readily accessible. And under the terms of the rule, any law enforcement officer would be able to retrieve this data as long as he was investigating an accident. It is claimed under the terms of the law that this information is yours, except if you try to tamper with, disable, or remove the EDR, it's actually going to be a federal offense. On the other hand, any court would be authorized to issue a subpoena to retrieve this information. Now, yeah, I know many of your listeners know people or have themselves gotten involved in a divorce. The EDR is now going to be the chief witness in who was with who, where they were, why they were, etc. And guess what? Even if you're not one of the two parties, if I can show that your car could give me evidence in my case, I can get a subpoena to look through your car. The amount of data that these things are going to be able to collect, save, maintain, and allow for others to review is staggering.
Yeah, how disastrous that would be. What a blow to privacy. Talk about Big Brother. And you mentioned this, too, in your paper, and this, I think, prompted so many of the discussions, is there was a case that came before the Supremes, the United States versus Jones. Tell the listeners about that that case.
Okay, well, one of the most troubling things, and there are many troubling things about this potential or proposed mandate, but one of the most troubling things was the very same administration that is pushing for the EDR also went before the Supreme Court and made a shocking claim or legal argument. That legal argument was that any time a police officer wanted to, he should be allowed to affix a tracking device to your car and follow you and have it follow you and report back all of your comings and goings without a warrant, without probable cause, without any judicial oversight whatsoever. Now, these GPS tracking devices would only say how, where you went, how long you were staying at the place that you were staying, and where your next location was. The EDR goes much further than that, as I walk through. Well, the Supreme Court said you cannot have a Fourth Amendment and this right go together. In other words, the police cannot simply place this device on your car. The Fourth Amendment prevents that. And even in a case of a drug dealer, the Supreme Court said you have to go to a court and get a specific warrant. Well, the very same administration, the Department of Justice, and this administration argued that and lost before the Supreme Court, is the same one that's now saying, we're going to put this on every car. And since we're going to make the rule be that police officers actually can access it, they have authority to access it without having to have a warrant, we're going to get around that particular decision. So not only would we know your comings and goings, we will know way more about you. Do you ride too close to the white line on the right? Do you ride too close to the center line? Are you a late breaker? Are you an early breaker? All kinds of things about you could be captured and recorded. Now, I want to give an example that I think might be somewhat chilling to folks.
Sure.
You have your car. You think, okay, I'm sitting at home right now. My car's in the garage or it's in the driveway or parked outside. One of your children, friends, cousins, whoever, takes your car and they go for a little joyride. The event data recorder will keep record of that. If you are asked under oath later, did you go to so-and-so place, and you say, no, I did not. I've been here. I was listening to the Kate Delaney show. I did not drive my car there. They'll produce the EDR record, and it will demonstrate, yes, your car, this is your car, these are your keys, that car went there. You are lying. You've now either committed perjury or some form of obstruction of justice. You say, well, that can't happen. We already know that the courts have yielded and allowed cameras and radar guns to cite people and have them penalized without there being a police officer present or any other human witness. We are taking the record of the device over the actual sworn testimony of the individual. This is quite dangerous.
Boy, no kidding. And you gave us great examples. Just even from, you were talking about divorce cases. Imagine what would happen with attorneys there. And just the idea of a tracking device that registers all of that information, it's frightening. What does your gut tell you, Horace, on this one? It's a good thing that the staffers were there and caught that in the house, or this thing could have sailed through, huh?
It could have. And now I've left out one of the probably most key issues here is not only does the government want to pursue this, the insurance companies want to pursue this
yes.
as well.
Yeah.
And so they're the ones that will be pushing for, if it can't pass legislatively, it'll need to be done administratively. One of the arguments that we've looked at is you could have gone 10 years without a single accident. You should be listed as a prime safe driver. Get the biggest and best discounts. Guess what the EDR does? The EDR would allow the insurance company to find out that on days when the traffic is really bad, you get off the freeway and you take side roads. Sometimes you drive in neighborhoods that aren't that safe. Oh, there we have to get a strike. Sometimes you loan your car to the yard guy to run errands on your behalf. Oh, well, that kid's only 19 years old. Who knows how he drives? Eventually, they're able to use enough information to claim, even though you've had no accidents in 10 years, that actually you are a danger, you are a risk. We need to recalculate your rate. They are going to be able to jack rates up almost on every person precisely because they have information that they can purport to use as the basis of re-rating you, even though the facts are you've gone 10 years without an accident. There's nothing that's actually changed about you, but their ability to climb into your life and look at things that they can highlight over your objections causes your rates to go up.
Yeah, and you can imagine, I mean, that's, boy, that's a boon to the insurance industry. They would definitely want to see the EDR fly through. And for all the lobbyists that are there, there are a ton of insurance lobbyists. So you can just imagine what some of this conversation has been like behind the scenes. Horace Cooper, always fun to have you on the show. Boy, it is chilling. This may be one of the most chilling conversations we've ever had, as a matter of fact. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kay Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Here's a common denominator for all of us. We have to eat. We're talking about food and the price of food. If you've been to the grocery store lately, you know what I'm talking about. What's going to happen now with this terrible drought of 2012? How much more expensive is food getting? We've talked to farmers in the Midwest and how much of that corn crop has been burned up. Scary, scary stuff. You have to be paying attention to this. And I'm sure some of you are. You're wondering what's going to happen with the family budget. So we thought it would be fun to have Dr. John McDougall come on the show. He's got a book out called The Starch Solution. It's a New York Times bestseller. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming on the show.
What an appropriate time to talk about eating starch. It's sad, but, you know, families have to start thinking about the budget and feeding their family right. You know, you don't have time to get sick anymore. So, yeah, I just happened to fall into the topic of the sad times that are going on now.
Yeah, and it's, I mentioned corn. It's because corn is used to feed livestock for meat and, of course, all the other stuff that goes along with that, too. So there's the human element of corn just straight up, but also the importance of corn with the feed, and that's helping to drive those prices up. So here's the big question. With the total at the grocery store shocking some and killing budgets, how do you keep feeding your family good stuff, healthy food, Doctor?
Well, you eat the food that you would have fed to the pigs and the cows. That's simply what you do. You eat the corn and you eat the soybeans and you eat the potatoes that you would otherwise convert it into animal food, which gets very expensive. And it is expensive. Now, we did a survey. We did it in 2008 when the economic downturn started. And what people did is they stopped going to fancy restaurants and they started going to fast food restaurants thinking that was the cheapest place to eat. And in their minds, it certainly was. So we went around our town in Santa Rosa, California, and we looked at the cost of 2,500 calories at fast food restaurants like McDonald's and Wendy's and Taco Bell, et cetera. And the cost for 2,500 calories, in other words, a day's worth of food, was $14. And then we went to Costco and Walmart and Whole Foods, and we figured how much it would cost to buy 2,500 calories worth of potatoes and rice and corn and vegetables to make things like minestrone soup and mushu vegetables and bean burritos and things like that. And the cost is $3 a day per person. That means you save $11 per person per day. That's $44 for a family of four and $66 for a family of six. That's per day you save, plus you end up being healthier because you're not eating all the saturated fat and cholesterol that you'd have gotten from eating the pigs and the cows. And that's a win-win situation.
Yeah. So you're saying, you know, there's some people that are listening to this are saying, oh, but wait a second, all that starch, isn't starch bad for you? What about the Atkins diet? What about my friends that lost 50 pounds just eating meat?
Well, you mentioned it. Atkins is dead and I'm alive. So that should tell you something. I mean, plain and simple, the Atkins diet is an aberration. It's the ultimate make yourself sick, and then when you get sick, you lose weight, and that's the way it works. So I know people are afraid of starch. That's why I called the book The Starch Solution. I wanted to take a big sharp stick and poke it in somebody's eye so they pay attention. Here's how the saying goes. Don't eat starch. Don't eat rice. It turns to fat. It makes you fat. And that's why there are 1.73 billion obese Asians living on rice. Wait a minute. There are no fat Asians. And likewise, there are no fat people any place today or in history who lived on starch. And let's talk about some of the historical people. The Aztecs and the Mayas were known as the people of the corn. They lived on corn. And further south, the Incas, they lived on potatoes, except when they went to battle, they switched to quinoa. And the people in the Middle East, that's where the bread basket used to be, they lived on bread, like barley and wheat. And they were trim and healthy, hearty warriors. This idea that starches are fattening has condemned us to a very expensive, very dangerous diet, which fosters and feeds a medical system that gives people heart surgery and bypass surgery of their intestines so they can lose weight and treat them for type 2 diabetes. There's nothing good about that kind of diet. We need to switch back to the traditional diet of people, which is corn, rice, beans, and potatoes.
And as you said in doing your survey, you found that you would save money if you did that and you didn't become afraid of starch. It's funny that you say that because it was just a couple of weeks ago that somebody said to me, they told me, hey, you look great. What are you doing? And that kind of stuff. And I actually was saying, look, I'm eating rice. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And they said, oh, my gosh, rice. Are you kidding me? And potatoes? You have potatoes on your list? Well, they told me, look, if you cut out corn, and this was a doctor, if you cut out corn, potatoes, and rice, you'll lose even more weight.
Well, if you make yourself sick by cutting them out completely, you will lose weight. And that's the way those diets work. But, I mean, just stop and look around. Just look at the world today. Look at people who live on rice and corn and beans. Look at the people in the Middle East right now who live on chickpeas and rice. I mean, these people who we are not always in good friendships with, I mean, these people are trim, hearty, strong people. And look at the Americans who have given up the rice and the chickpeas and the beans, and we've ended up fat and sick. There's some lessons to learn, and you don't have to be a scientist or a doctor to figure this out. I mean, think about the fact that two-thirds of the people in this country are overweight. You know, half the people get heart disease. Somewhere around 10% have diabetes, and they predict 30% will. Everybody is sick, and the only way that everybody could be sick is that there's a terrible, incorrect message out there, and that message is, you need to stay away from starch and instead eat meat and dairy and whatever you want, but just don't eat starch. You know, it almost sounds like a conspiracy from the meat and dairy industry, although I don't think they're that smart to put together such a conspiracy. I want you to know we did a study. I run a clinic in Santa Rosa, California, where I take care of people. I'm a medical doctor. And we have analyzed 1,700 of our patients who've been through the clinic. And we excluded nobody. The average weight loss in 7 days of eating buffet style, as much as you want, the average weight loss in overweight women, or in all women, was 3.1 pounds in 7 days. And then it was 3.6 pounds. In other words, you lose a half a pound a day on average when you switch to a starch-based diet. We dropped blood pressures, got almost everybody off blood pressure pills. Cholesterol drops on average were 23 points in 7 days. You know, people got their lives back when they started eating correctly. And I love the way you started this interview. You started out by saying something that we all must agree on. We all must eat. The question is, where are you going to get your calories from? Are you going to get them from fat and protein, which means meat and dairy, or are you going to get them from carbohydrate, which means plants, starches, vegetables, fruits? It's up to you. You know, you can buy expensive things that makes your children and your spouses sick, or you can go back to the traditional diet of people, the diet almost everybody that's walked this earth has consumed, a starch-based diet. You can get your health back. You can get your productivity back. You can save $11 per person per day on food, not to mention the medical costs and the blood pressure pills and the diabetic pills. I mean, I can't imagine why anybody would want to do anything different except they don't know is the problem. All of the healthy things, in other words, no cholesterol, high fiber, high carbohydrate, nice array of vitamins and minerals, all that applies to potatoes, rice, and corn, and starches, and fruits, and vegetables. Well, let me tell you some of the meals. I mean, you can start out in the morning with oatmeal for breakfast, hash brown potatoes for breakfast, waffles and pancakes for breakfast. For lunch, you can go on to a healthy pizza. You can go on to all your favorite vegetable soups like bean soup, pea soup, tomato soup, lentil soup, minestrone soup. And you go on for dinner and you have things like pasta and marinara sauce. You have chili beans and rice and bean burritos and mushu vegetables and rice. We have over 2,000 recipes published. And by the way, about 500 of those are free on our website, if people want to visit, which is drmcdougall.com. There's just a multitude of things you can eat. In fact, let me offer you one more challenge. What is making people sick today, they don't even like? I can't get people to eat boiled chicken. I can't get them to eat boiled beef. They keep wanting to dump salt all over it, or sugar, or barbecue sauce, or sweet and sour sauce, or A1 steak sauce, some way to disguise the flavor so they can get it down. It is so disgusting what people are eating. So when you give up these foods that are making your family poor and sick and hospitalized and losing your job and causing you to be overweight, when you give those things up, you give up nothing. You don't give up good eating. You give up bad taste. You know, it's just that people don't know. They love potatoes. In fact, if you think about it, if all your listeners will stop and think about it for a minute, when I mention pasta, if you happen to be from the Mediterranean, you go, oh, comfort food. I love pasta.
Yeah.
If you're from Asia or had that kind of exposure, you go, oh, rice. As a matter of fact, in China, the word for hello is rice. It's, you know, hello, how are you today? Is have you had your rice today?
Yeah.
That's how comforting and important these starches are. So wherever you're from, I was from the Midwest, and I was raised on mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes. Those are my comfort foods.
Yeah.
And all of your listeners should be thinking about that. The reason you like these foods is they are your food. They're your diet.
Yep. I agree. The starch solution, Dr. McDougall, I'm going off to have some mashed potatoes. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you. It's a real pleasure.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.